My grandma Shovelin is one of the most joyful people I know. And when I look back at her life, I reflect on what is the source of her joy. Why does she always have such a joyful disposition? Every time I go visit her, she currently lives in a nursing home facility in Monticello. And I like to go visit her on Mondays on my day off. And we play cards together. And I just enjoy being in her presence because she's so full of joy. And why is she so full of joy? She hasn't had the most easy life. She was never a millionaire. She never drove a really fancy car. In fact, she grew up as a city girl. And when she married my grandpa, she had to move to the country and gave up indoor plumbing. So for many years of her marriage, she did not have indoor plumbing. So I think that would have been cause for great tension between my grandma and grandpa. But they made it through and had over 50 years of married life. And my grandma now... She has diabetes, she's confined to a wheelchair, but yet she continues to be joyful. And why is she joyful? The nurses even comment on how joyful she is. And she's joyful because she's rooted in Jesus. She's rooted in God's love. She prays the rosary every day and reflects on the love of Jesus and of Mary. One of her lines to me always is, God love you and or God bless you and Mary love you. She's just rooted in God's love. God bless you and Mary love you. She just knows the mother's arms are wrapped around her, and her love for her children and her grandchildren is that like Mary's love for us, her children here as members of the church. My grandma's source of joy is Jesus. And that is to be our source of joy. Despite the struggles and challenges and storms of our life, we can remain joyful. And joy isn't just a feeling. It's not just a temporary, fleeting feeling. But joy is meant to be a disposition. A disposition knowing that we are loved. Knowing that we are forgiven. Knowing that we are free to love, free to serve, free to give. Knowing that God is with us. When we know those things, we can be joyful. We can be assured of the Father's love for us and live confidently despite the craziness that we have in our lives. We have a lot of anxiety nowadays. There's a lot of depression. There's a lot of sadness. There's a lot of anger. And why is that? It's oftentimes because we turn away from the Lord. We turn in on ourselves. We think we have to save ourselves. We think we have to fix the problem. We put the pressure on ourselves rather than looking to Jesus. John the Baptist in our gospel today points that it's God who is in charge. Do what you should do. Live out your vocation faithfully, but trust in God. Trust that God is here for you. Trust that God loves you. Use the gifts and talents you have been given. Treat people fairly. Build up your, serve your employer. Do things well. Treat people honestly. And God will strengthen you. God will support you. God will help you because God loves you and He wants you to flourish. St. Paul, in our second reading today, was writing to the Philippians. And he says, rejoice. Rejoice again. I say it, rejoice. Now, St. Paul at this time was in prison. I don't know if any of you have ever been to a prison or a jail. Praise God, I've never been to prison before. I've been to the jail here at public safety only when I've been doing ride-alongs. But there, it's not usually a joyful place, right? It's not usually a very happy place. But yet St. Paul is able to rejoice in prison. He's able to find joy in this place where there's a lot of frustration, a lot of anger, a lot of darkness. But he's able to find joy in Jesus because he's rooted in Jesus. His focal point is Jesus. And by focusing on Jesus, it helps him to not focus on all the other extra things that are going on in his life. Not the chains that are around his hands. Not the waiting sentence that he's going to hear. Not his ultimate martyrdom in Rome. But he's focused on being faithful to Jesus in that particular moment. He's not worrying about tomorrow, but he's living in the moment. Especially in this Advent season, my brothers and sisters, it's a challenge for us to live in the moment. Because we're looking forward to our next Christmas party. We're looking forward to our next event. We're looking forward to so many different things. But the reality is what happens when we do that We get anxious. We get stressed. We lose the joy that Christ desires to have in us. But when we live in the moment, when we live present with Christ in the moment, we're able to be joyful. We're able to be confident. Why? Because we know we're following Christ. We know that Christ is with us. We know that Christ loves us. And that gives us strength. And that allows the joy to shine out from us. Our first reading today, too, from the prophet Zephaniah, he was prophesying to Israel. Now, we know throughout the history of Israel, they had all kinds of ups and downs, struggles and joys. And here he's telling them, rejoice, shout for joy, O daughter Zion, rejoice. And why can they rejoice? Again, because God has come to them and God has forgiven them. Those are the two main points from our first reading, that God has come to them and God has forgiven them. So what does that mean? It means they're valued. They're loved. God cares enough about them to come to them. And not only does he care enough about them to come to them, he forgives them of their former sins. And he sets them free so that they don't have to walk around with guilt, that they don't have to walk around with shame, but rather they can walk around confident in the Father's love for them. And that allows them to be joyful. That allows them to shout with joy, knowing that they are forgiven and knowing that they are loved. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is our invitation as well, to shout with joy, to live confidently in the Lord, despite the various challenges and storms that we all experience. Maybe some financial hardship right now. Maybe some relationship struggles. Maybe some family issues or family struggles we have. And these can cause real pain, real suffering, and anguish. And joy, though, helps us persevere through those. Being joyful in the midst of those things doesn't say those things don't matter. But being joyful shows a confidence. It shows a confidence in God. A confidence in His plan. A confidence in His faithfulness. A confidence in His mercy. And that's what we're invited to have. My brothers and sisters, the Lord desires to come to us as He came to Israel. He desires to forgive us as well. Yesterday here in our church, we had our first confessions for our second graders. And we had over 40 students receive their first holy confession. And you could see the joy on them after the ceremony. You could just see it in their smile and their bright eyes, that they were free, that they knew they were loved, that they were forgiven. And we can experience that joy too in confession. Next Sunday we have our communal penance service here at the church at 3:30 p.m. We'll have 13 priests here to hear your confession, to help you recover your joy, to help you be confident in God's mercy, to help you know you are loved. These priests will be waiting for you to share with you Jesus' joy, the joy that God has for you and the joy that God desires to have in you and to shine through you as well. I encourage you to utilize this opportunity. We also have extra confessions throughout the week. Go to confession and recenter yourself in Jesus. Be rooted in Jesus. And when you're rooted in Jesus, you'll be rooted in joy, just like my grandma. Despite the challenges, despite the sufferings in your life, despite the circumstances that you can't control, the Lord is with you in those. And the Lord loves you in those. And the Lord desires you to be joyful in those circumstances.